The Strauss family left Germany in the 1930s to escape the rising power of Hitler. Then, in the early 1940s, the Nazis invaded the new nation they called home. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Shoup Ag Parts. The ag parts that keep your farm running, call Shoup Manufacturing at 844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com.
Shoup Manufacturing started selling quality ag and farm replacement parts almost 40 years ago. And to this day, the only kind of part we'll sell is one we'd be comfortable using on our own farms. For quality parts, a fair price that ship fast. Shop Shoup. Call 1-844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup. Keeping farms running since 1977.
This winter, soak up some sun while touring Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. Join the American countryside as we see the sights in Rio and hit the magnificent falls to Iguaçu and tour the Brazilian Everglades. We'll also see the huge grain and cattle farms of the Mato Grosso and experience farming Brazilian style. It's the perfect mix of agriculture and amazing sights at a great price. Don't miss out. Call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Judy Strauss was born in Germany in 1933. When Hitler came to power, her family moved to Holland, but that nation was overrun by the Nazis in the early 1940s, and Jewish families such as hers were a target.
There were all kinds of rules of what Jews were allowed to do or not allowed to do. And we couldn't have business, so my father's business was taken away, and we couldn't have a car, and we couldn't have bikes, and we couldn't go to the public swimming pool, and we couldn't go to the zoo.
The Nazis were systematically removing families from the country and putting them on transport trains, supposedly to work camps.
I remember day after day coming to class and finding missing kids, or sometimes missing teachers. Nobody talked about it, though.
Judy was 10 at the time, and her parents had prepared a place she could go and hide. But young Judy was scared to be without her parents and refused to go live somewhere else with strangers.
Finally, my mother said, June 20th is my birthday. You can still be here, and then you go. And on her birthday, June 20th, 1943, they cordoned off our section where we lived and went from house to house, and sure enough, we were picked up.
An uncle living with Judy's family told the soldiers he couldn't walk and that they would have to send a stretcher for him.
After the Germans had taken us out, he could walk, and he went to a place of hiding that had been arranged for him, and he stayed there for 2 years.
However, her 75-year-old grandfather was put on a transport to an extermination camp and died there. More with Judy Strauss next time as we travel the countryside in Skokie, Illinois. I'm Andrew McRae.